as I said, is live and local. Today is an all a cappella show. Been looking forward to this. There's actually two big a cappella shows happening this weekend on the University of Illinois campus. One of which is on Friday night. It's hosted by the group called No Strings Attached. They're going to be live in our studio in the later half hour of today's show. And that's at Gregory Hall Friday night at 7:30, and that features eight different a cappella groups from the U of I campus. Then on Saturday night, the Extension Courts, one of those U of I groups, are hosting their own X-Fest, which includes some a cappella groups from other campuses. So if you're into a cappella, this is the weekend for you, and this is the show for you on Live and Local on FM 90.9. We'll also hear from the Extension Courts this hour and from the other guys. Stay tuned. A bit of pianist Bennett Lerner playing a ballade of Claude Debussy. We actually started yesterday's show, I think, with his performance of Debussy, and that doesn't really relate to our music of the day, although I guess music is music, and then there's music. And today's is a cappella music. This is Live and Local on FM 90.9, and the Extension Courts are first up. I actually talked with them yesterday, and then in about 10 minutes or so, we'll talk to a couple of members of the other guys who are offshoot of the University of Illinois Men's Glee Club in later portion of the show, live in our studio, performing most of No Strings Attached, who are hosting Friday night's a cappella concert on the U of I campus. This is Live and Local on FM 90.9. I'm Kevin Kelly, and this is our all a cappella show today. We're actually focusing on two events happening this weekend, one of which is called a cappella Friday night at Gregory Hall on the University of Illinois campus. It's featuring eight of the U of I a cappella groups, including my next guests, who are hosting a show on Saturday, which includes themselves, of course, and also some groups from outside the University of Illinois, from other universities, and they are the Extension Courts. I guess kind of, could you call your relationship with the Ripcord sort of a brother-sister relationship?
I think you could definitely call it that. I mean, the other guys and the girls next door, the other guys are the other all-male a cappella group on campus, and the girls next door are another all-girls a cappella group, and they were founded a lot earlier than us, probably back in, I don't know, the 60s or 70s, and so they've been around for a while, and so they've kind of had a brother-sister relationship. So since us and the Ripcords are relatively new in that we were founded around in the 90s, we do a lot of things together, and we kind of have similar styles of music, and so there's definitely that brother-sister kind of thing going on.
Well, I know when I talked with a few members of the Ripcords the other day, they made reference to some social things they were doing with you guys, I think. A kickball tournament or something like that?
Yeah, there's that. We do things like we went to an apple orchard and mud Olympics.
That sounds potentially adventurous.
Yeah.
And not very a cappella.
Well, you can only do so much a cappella.
We're talking with Nick Holway, who is a senior this year and also president of the Extension Courts, and Jesse Trieger, who is a freshman. He's a newbie in the group. And what's the difference in working with this particular group, Jesse, the Extension Courts, from what you might have done in high school?
Well, one of the first things that comes to mind is just that in high school they tell you to sing dark, you know, sound very open. And when I came into the group, one of the first things that they tell you is be very bright, which means have a sharper tone and stand out more. Because in a smaller group, when you all sound that similar way, it just has like an amazing sound that you don't really get out of high school groups.
And was that a difficult transition for you to make?
Oh, very, actually, because it's really what they told me my whole high school career is sing one way, and I get here and they say you're doing it wrong.
So what, when you Nick, when you listen to somebody like Jesse come in for the audition,
yeah,
who is singing probably the way he was always taught to sing, and you're looking for a different sound, how do you decide, okay, I think this guy who doesn't sing anything like what we want might actually be good for our group?
Well, it's not so dramatic in the sense that we're so close-minded to think that, oh, they're singing this way. We take into consideration, because we all came from that kind of a transition where we thought one way, and then because a cappella, a lot of us never even, like, before I joined the group, I didn't listen to a cappella. I didn't know what it was about. I didn't know anything about it. So it was a totally new experience for me. And so we'd know that when we were auditioning new guys. What we listen to is usually like them sing like 30 seconds of a song, like a verse and a chorus. And we test their range, see how high and low they can sing, and then we see if they can read music. And that's like the first process. And if they do that fairly well, then we call them in and we see how they sound with the group. And that's when we kind of give them some suggestions. And that, because, I mean, they're not going to know without us kind of showing them what they need to be doing, what's necessary. So we'll kind of sing as a group and we'll incorporate them into the group as if they were in the group already. And we would be like, all right, now try to sing it this way, try to blend, try to match with us, do the kind of do the same things that we're doing with these kind of warm-ups that we're doing. And if they sound good and we think they have a lot of potential, you know, to grow with us, then that's when we consider them.
And that's all part of the audition process.
Yeah, that's all part of the audition process.
Yeah, so that takes a while, I imagine.
Oh yeah, we get around 80 to 90 auditionees. And
really?
It takes us about 3 or 4 days to really narrow it down to the people we want.
So that's a seriously grueling process, I imagine. And then making the decision can't be easy.
Well, that's always fun. That always takes hours upon hours. And go get some pizza.
Do you videotape these things?
No, we haven't videotaped, but we do take lots of extensive notes. You know, we print off different characteristics that we're looking for in a singer, and then we just kind of rate them. And from there, we just go on and kind of discuss the different things that we might need that year in our group, kind of sound we're looking for, the low voice, high voice, whatever we need, that's what we kind of focus our attention on.
So you've got how many in the group normally?
This year we have 12. It's ranged. My freshman year we had 11. Last year we got up to 15, which is the most that I think the group has ever been. But this year, we usually the standard number is 12, you know, having about 3 people to the 4 voice parts that we have.
So maybe on average you lose about 3 people a year, 3-4
yeah.
people a year.
Some years are bigger than others. Like my freshman year, they had lost 6 guys and they got 5 back. That's why they were only 11. Then we lost like 2 and we gained 3. And so it's on average around 3-4 people that we lose and gain. But
so it's got to be, I would think, part of that process also not looking just for the voice, but also for personality. I noticed in looking at some of your clips on your website that there's a certain amount of comedy or semi-comedy involved. How do you test for that sort of thing?
Well, you kind of gauge. We actually do on the application, we have them like tell us some funny things about themselves or maybe make a joke or something like that. And then you can tell a lot, like maybe by the callback, they're a little more comfortable. We actually talk with them. The callback's about a 20-minute process because we first sit them down and just ask them why they want to be an extension cord, what they feel that they could bring to the group. That's when they calm down. They get a little feel for their personality. I don't know. What do you think, Jesse? Like, what would you say, like, how your personality changed as you've entered the group now?
I'm used to auditioning for a lot of shows and vocal groups and stuff, but this is the first group in a while where I've been really nervous. And after hanging out with the guys, I've really opened up, I think, a lot, and they've helped me with that. And they've become some of my best friends at school. So, I don't know. The thing that sticks out is when I auditioned, they all seemed really nice. And they've proved that they are some of the nicest guys that I could have gotten acquainted with at school.
So they weren't misrepresenting themselves,
no,
in other words,
not at all.
At the event. Well, instead of continuing to talk here, let's hear an example of their recorded artistry. We're talking with 2 members of the Extension Chords at the University of Illinois, one of, what is it, about 10 a cappella groups on campus?
Yeah.
Nick Hallway is the president. Jesse Trieger is untitled, other than he's a freshman. And you brought in your hot off the press, not even off the press,
yeah,
new CD. What's the CD called, and what track do you want to start with?
It's called Shameless Plug. And so
that's actually a good title.
As we shamelessly plug our music. We haven't had we just got it mastered, and so we burned a little CD for you guys. Let's do, I think we can start off with The Pieces Don't Fit Anymore. It's originally by James Morrison. The solo is by our old friend Jim McGuire. Oh,
twisting and turning in a space that's too small. I've been drawing the line and watching it fall. You've been closing me in, closing this space in my heart. Watching us fade in and watching it all fall apart. Well, I can't explain why it's not enough, 'cause I gave it all to you. And if you leave me now, oh, just leave me now, it's the better thing to do. It's time to surrender, it's been too long pretending. There's no use in trying when the pieces don't fit anymore. The pieces don't fit here anymore. Will you pull me under if I had to give in? Such a beautiful myth that's breaking my skin. Oh, well, I'll hide all the bruises, I'll hide all the damage that's done, and I'll show how I'm feeling until all the feeling has gone. Oh, it's not enough, 'cause I gave it all to you. And if you leave me now, oh, just leave me now, it's the better thing to do. It's time to surrender, it's been too long pretending. There's no use in trying when the pieces don't fit anymore. The pieces don't fit here anymore. Oh, ooh, ooh. Oh, don't misunderstand how I feel, 'cause I tried, yes, I tried, but still I don't know why. No, I don't know why. I don't know why. Why I can't explain why it's not enough, 'cause I gave it all to you. And if you leave me now, it's the better thing to do. It's time to surrender, it's been too long pretending. There's no use in trying when the pieces don't fit anymore. The pieces don't fit here anymore. The pieces don't fit here anymore.
The extension cords from the University of Illinois in their own recording. Actually, this is even a pre-press version of it that was the debut airing of that tune, and I actually apologize because I didn't write down the name of it, and we're going to be airing the rest of that conversation on Friday's Live and Local show. I recorded them yesterday, and Nick Hallway, one of the guests, he also mastered that recording. As I said, we'll air the rest of that on Friday. This is our a cappella show here, all a cappella show on Live and Local. I'm Kevin Kelly, because there are two a cappella events this weekend. Extension Cords hosting their own X Fest Saturday evening at 8 o'clock at the Follinger Auditorium on the Quad at the University of Illinois. They will have a number of guests, the Missouri State Acapella. It's a kind of a weird play there. Michigan State Spartan Discords and the Miami University Misfits. And then Friday night is a program hosted by the U of I group called No Strings Attached, who are going to be live on this show in about 15 minutes or so. Their program is called Acapella, and there are 8 of the University of Illinois acapella groups going to be on that show. That's Friday night at 7:30 in the Gregory Hall Auditorium on the U of I campus. And you can get tickets to both of these on the quad. They're all both very inexpensive. One of the groups that's appearing on Friday night show is the Other Guys, and they are one of the 2 oldest groups, and I'm assuming you guys are actually the oldest group on campus, a cappella group on campus. They're an offshoot of the U of I Men's Glee Club, which has, of course, been around forever. And we have 2 of their members with us right now, Tyler Schell and Ryan Barron, both of them juniors. Tyler is on his first year in the Other Guys, and this is his second year. And thank you both for coming in.
Thanks
Absolutely.
For having
Good
us.
To be here.
And I know you've got your own show coming up in December, and we're hoping to have you back, have the whole group in to maybe do a live spot if we can arrange it here. You brought along your most recent recording, which we'll sample in just a minute. But having heard some of the Extension Cord's new unreleased CD a little bit of the interview, tell me some things that are maybe different about the Extension Cord's as, either as a group in any way you want, and then the kind of music you do, the approach to a cappella?
I'd go ahead and say that...
This is Ryan Barron.
Yeah, I think I'd say that the Other Guys do a lot of... the Extension Cord's, I think, are mainly very poppy. They do a lot of very poppy stuff. And the Other Guys tend to do some stuff that isn't as well known. An example, I think one of my favorite old Other Guy tracks is MLK, originally done by U2. And it's just a very, I'd say, traditional arrangement, not very poppy at all. We do pop stuff, but I'd say that I think the biggest difference is that X Chords are mainly geared towards the poppy sound. And
I would agree. Also, one big difference, a couple things, is our size. We stick to 8 members, give or take. We had 7 last year, and we don't use the vocal percussion like some other groups do. Just not necessarily the sound we're looking for, and we stick to kind of more traditional. We really really focus on blend and tight harmonies.
Which does seem to be a hallmark of a cappella in general, that last part of it certainly, but I've noticed just in talking to and listening to some of the groups this week that there is that element of vocal percussion that is in just about all of them, but it also makes sense that you guys would be more traditional. You come out of a glee club. You can't be more traditional than that.
Right.
So obviously you guys are both members of the UI Men's Glee Club.
Yep.
I'm going to ask you a version of a question that I asked some of these other groups, and I know I put to some of the groups of No Strings Attached to, we're going to hear a little bit. When you decided to audition for a choral group, did you audition for the Glee Club first, and then out of that came the Other Guys, or does the Other Guys hold separate auditions, or what?
Basically, how that works is, in order to be in the Other Guys, like you've already mentioned, since we have that affiliation with the Glee Club, you're required to be in the Glee Club. So what happens is when the Other Guys hold their auditions every fall, they take the guys that they're going to take, so the new guys make the group, and then they have to audition through the choral program and get into Glee Club as well. And that generally happens, meaning they'll get in our group and then they'll audition for Glee Club and get into that. So that's how that works.
I have a little bit different of a story. I'm a musicology major, and
as an undergraduate.
Yes, and I've been in choirs, different choirs, ever since my first semester here. First, I was in the chamber singers with Stoltzfus, Dr. Stoltzfus, and then I was in the Black Chorus, which is the gospel choir here, with Dr. Ollie Watts Davis, and I was kind of just getting a feel for the different conductors. Wanted to experience a taste of all the choirs, so I auditioned for Men's Glee last semester, and in Men's Glee is where I met all of the other guys. Really love their work. Their personalities meshed well with them and decided to audition my junior year.
There seems to be, as I recall, a significant element of comedy in the other guys' show.
One of the things that we do that I don't think any of the other groups do is we choreograph some of our songs and just make complete fools of ourselves, and it definitely adds a comedic aspect to our shows.
Well, I wonder here. I'm actually reading off the Extension Cords website, I actually wish all you groups had websites as thorough as this. I have to give a plug for that.
We're currently working on ours.
Yeah, they say critics often describe them as, quote, the oldest bunch of five-year-olds around, unquote, and talented yet idiotic. You guys might argue with that. You know, you might want to take credit for some of that.
I think just a cappella music in general, it doesn't necessarily cater to a huge majority of the general public, meaning a lot of people aren't necessarily interested in a cappella music. So I think what we do with our choreo is we want to make people laugh. We want to make it applicable to anyone who's watching the show. So maybe if they're not into a cappella groups or just choral singing in general, there's another aspect of the show that they can watch and appreciate and enjoy.
When I was in high school, we had a rather, this was in southern Pennsylvania, we had a rather large glee club. I think it was 200 people.
And wow.
It was mixed voices. And then there was the elite group out of that. It was called the Choristers. And even though we dressed in very, what now look to be extremely old-fashioned red jackets, mm-hmm. and black pants and white shirt and some tie, that stuff, we did all sorts of cutting up on stage. And we thought we were funny, but I really question that. But we sounded pretty good. So
we think we're funny. We're not sure if everyone else.
Yeah. Well, you know, you said that you generally sell out your December show, so.
Yeah. Yeah, we do.
You must raise a certain positive expectation, or people wouldn't. Unless they just want to enjoy liking watch guys make fools of themselves.
Which you do quite well. I'd say we're very versed in that.
Well, let's listen to you in your quite polished state. You brought along your most recent CD. Does it have a name?
Primetime.
And the first cut we're going to hear is? What did we decide? You're going to have to remind me.
For Once in My Life.
But, who wrote that tune, you know?
Oh, gosh. I said the wrong thing.
Sorry.
I
bad
should know
test.
This.
Here we go. Well, let's just listen. It's the other guys from the University of Illinois here on Live and Local on FM 90.9.
I have someone who needs me, someone I've needed so long. For once unafraid, I can go where life needs me. Somehow I know I'll be strong. For once I can touch what my heart used to dream of long before I knew. For someone warm like you. My dreams come true, yeah, yeah, yeah. For once in my life, I won't let sorrow hurt me. Not like it's hurt me before.
Not like it's hurt before.
For once I have something I know won't desert me. I'm not alone anymore.
I'm not alone anymore.
For once I can say, this is mine, you can't take it. As long as I know I have love, I can make it. For once in my life, I have someone who needs me.
Someone who needs me. Oh, someone who needs me. Oh.
For once in my life, I won't let sorrow hurt me. Not like it's hurt me before. For once I have something I know won't desert me. I'm not alone anymore. For once I can say, this is mine, you can't take it. As long as I know I have love, I can make it. For once in my
For Once in My Life, performed here by the Other Guys, offshoot of the University of Illinois Men's Glee Club. They were among the performers at the concert called I Cappella this Friday night on the University of Illinois campus. Eight different a cappella groups, well, technically seven a cappella groups and a show choir are going to be on that. That concert starts at 7:30 at the auditorium on Gregory Hall, just off of the quad on the U of I campus. You can get tickets, by the way, on the quad, I think, all week long. Do you know how tickets for that are being sold?
All I know is that No Strings Attached is in charge of it. We're not really
helping. It's their show. That's right. So. Yeah, well, if they're going to host, I guess they get to sell the tickets, right?
Yeah.
We have two members of the Other Guys with us right now on Live and Local for this segment. It's our all a cappella hour. Tyler Schell and Ryan Barron, both of them juniors. And Tyler's first year with the group. Ryan is second year with the group. Ryan, since this is your second year, what do you think you gain from one year to the next?
That's a great question. First of all, I'd say that when I joined the group, the only singing I had done was either just, you know, by myself or in a bigger choir where your style can be hidden, I guess. Or if you're singing a solo, I mean, it's you know, that's how you sing. But when we're in such a small, tight group, the biggest thing that we stress is pure vowels. And I had not really had much practice in that before, talking like pure oohs and tall ahs. And so that was something that I had to work very hard to achieve, was that blend with the other guys in the group. And so my first year, you know, I struggled with that. I worked really hard to get the sound that everyone wanted. And then coming into the second year, I think that, you know, I can tell our new guys what that's supposed to be like. And, you know, it really has become my singing style, I'd say, going from first year where I, you know, wasn't necessarily trained this way and into the second year, it's really, really transformed how I sing in general.
Tyler, you said earlier that this is actually your third choral group on campus, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
The first one was, which was Dr. Stoltz was?
The Chamber Singers, University of
Chamber Singers, and then the Black Chorus for a year.
Black Chorus.
And then now this one. Mm-hmm. Talk about the transition of vocal styles.
Oh. Definitely.
It's got to be question. Huge.
Yeah. The Chamber Singers was primarily graduate students. I was one of, I think, just a handful, five or six undergrads. And that, coming straight out of high school, that was more than a little intimidating. we were singing atonal stuff right off the bat, stuff I had never even heard any music in the atonal realm. That was a huge learning experience for me. The Black Chorus as well, something I had never experienced before, but that's something I wanted to do, definitely. It was a big choir, biggest choir I've ever been in, probably, I don't know, 60, 70 people. Huge sound, not real complex harmonies, lots of thirds and fifths of the keyboard, but really just a great full sound.
And a very different approach to vowel creation.
Oh,
and so on.
Of course. Actually, the way we learn music in Black Chorus is completely by rote. Dr. Davis sings our part to us, and we sing it back, something I've never experienced before.
So that's a very different talent than, I'll talk later with No Strings Attached about the need for sight singing be in pretty much mm-hmm. all these a cappella groups.
Right.
Which is a totally different approach.
Definitely. And the Men's Glee Club is something of drastic of a change, but it was good to be in a choir with just men. I've never done that before either.
Yeah, that's a special sound. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know anybody that doesn't like the sound of a male vocal group, all male vocal
group. It's very, very powerful.
I'm sure there's somebody out there listening said, me, I'm one. But we got the bully pulpit, so we can say that. Well, we have just a couple of minutes to sample another bit from the disc you have along. It's Tyler Schell and Ryan Barron with me in this moment on Live and Local, members of the Other Guys participating in the a cappella concert Friday night, 7:30. And this is a Beatles medley from your disc again called?
Primetime.
Primetime. Thanks for coming on the show today. And
thanks
for
having us.
We'll have you back.
Because the world is round, it turns me on.
I think you'll understand when I say that something. I wanna hold your hand. I wanna hold your hand. I wanna hold your hand.
And when I touch you, I feel happy inside.
I feel happy inside.
It's such a feeling that my love.
I can hide. I can hide. I can hide.
It's been a hard day's night, and I've been working like a dog. It's been a hard day's night. I should be sleeping like a log. But when I get home to you, I find the things that you do.
This is Live and Local. I'm Kevin Kelly, and we finally come to the part of the show where we get to hear live the host of Friday night's a cappella event. The event is a cappella, and the host is the co-ed group called No Strings Attached. Do you guys call yourselves that, co-ed? What do you call yourselves?
We do call ourselves co-ed because obviously we are. We also do some jazz music, so we're kind of known as the jazz co-ed group on campus.
So co-ed, that's an okay term.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, okay.
The term would usually be like a mixed, because a mixed choir, so it would be a mixed a cappella.
Okay, as opposed to single sex, single voice. What do you call that kind of group?
Girls groups and boys groups.
There you go. So this is a girls and boys group. And Lauren Yang was the speaker just there, along with, was it John? I've got a bunch of it. John Paul Nichols. And we have 9 of the 11 members with us in our studio live. This is Studio F at WYLL. We're FM 90.9. And so is this one of two shows or a few shows that you guys host of your own? And this is the one where you happen to invite people, or why invite people? Answer that however you want.
Well, most a cappella groups have a fall show and a spring show. Our fall show, what we do is we do have this kind of invitational where we will host the show, but we feature all of the a cappella groups on campus. And it's really fun because it's just a chance to hear everyone. And like John actually said the other day, it's kind of like a tapas a cappella concert because you get a little taste of everything. And then, you know, in the spring, we will have our own show.
So are you going to sing a little more than everybody else, or you get equal time with everybody on this
one? We do sing a little bit more than everyone else, but not that much more, maybe 5 minutes more, just because we are hosting. But other than that, it's fairly equal between groups.
And how would you distinguish, aside from co-ed versus boys and girls, No Strings Attached from the other groups?
The jazz focus.
That's definitely one of the big things. In terms of, we are a slightly more niche group than some of the other groups. This year we're also doing a decent amount of pop repertoire, but we've got some jazz songs in there. So
none of the other groups really do jazz?
Some of them have done jazz standards in the past, but we're, I think, the only group on campus that is known for doing jazz.
So that's your niche, and sometimes you pull in some of the stuff that they do too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes.
Niches can be all right. You create your own identification that way. Well, why don't we get right off into a song? What are we going to start with, or will we know as soon as we hear it?
Start with Trash in the Camp from Tarzan.
Trash in the Camp.
Trash in the Camp, yeah.
Okay. I don't know it by name. Let's see if I recognize it.
Day bum doom doom bop do way bum ba da ba da day by day.
Boom ba da ba 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 da ba. Zami da zubi doop, zami da zabi doo da dee da. Zami da zubi doop, zami da zabi doo da dee da. Zami da zubi doop, zami da zabi doo da dee da. Dwee da, dwee doo. Zami da zubi doop, zami da zabi doo da dee da. Zab-a-dab, zoob-a-doob, zab-a-dab, 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 zab-a-dab,
So was anybody leading that song in particular? I was looking around the spacing. You know, you're kind of looking at each other, but I can't really see that anybody's responding to your looks. How do you figure that out?
Well, this song in particular, I think actually most a cappella songs, it's kind of, you know, the group feel, and everyone's responsible for themselves as a musician, and we all just kind of interact, and we just, you know, kind of feel it out together. And that's part of what's so cool about a cappella, is that you've got a group of like 11 people who just kind of intuitively know what everyone else is doing, both musically and performance-wise. And so it just kind of works out like that.
At least you get to that point after rehearsal.
Yeah, yeah. Hopefully.
3 times a week, 3 hours. It's a lot of listening across the group, too. I mean, we don't necessarily need to look for any visual cues because we're so in tune with each other.
Yeah. But probably when you first look at one of these songs, you have to sort some of that stuff out, I imagine.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's
what
3 hours a week. That's 3 hours, 3 times a week is four.
Yeah. Those are long rehearsals.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's a time commitment for sure.
That's a lot of fun. It's great.
Is that kind of standard amount of rehearsal time for the a cappella groups across town, across campus?
The ones here, yeah, definitely. That tends to be pretty standard. Some of them do slightly shorter rehearsals or spread the hours out differently, but it usually winds up being around that much.
We're talking with members of No Strings Attached from the University of Illinois. They are one of, 10 a cappella groups?
Eight. Well, they're actually a whole bunch. Some of them are
spread out.
There are some kind of fledgling groups on campus that I don't even know about. But in the most part, there's about 8 a cappella groups. There is a show choir as well. They will also be performing in our concert.
And the concert is the a cappella program. I'm actually, Lauren gave me a poster here, which is actually kind of cool. It's got an iPhone on it, and it says a cappella. I like. And No Strings Attached presents. It's Friday night at 7:30 at Gregory Hall in the auditorium there on the University of Illinois campus. And tickets are extremely reasonable. And the groups that are going to be on this show include themselves. We also had the Ripcords on the other day. And the other guys, and Chandani, which is one of 2 Indian groups, which I did not know existed. And the other one isn't on this show, Chai Town.
No, unfortunately, Chai Town has a competition this coming weekend. So they were set up to be in the show, but then they found out the competition date and unfortunately will be unable to be there.
And they've won some of these competitions, I think I saw on their website.
I wouldn't be surprised. They're great.
I'll look forward to hearing them some other time. Cutting Edge Show Choir, The Girls Next Door, and No Comment. I think I caught everybody there. somebody told me, Bobby Hart, I think it was actually your mom, told me this, that you guys are a relatively young group at the moment. Is that true?
At the current moment, we are very young at the moment because there are so many new members this year in particular. Actually, the only returning members from last year, whether it be like from conflicts with classes or graduation, Lauren Yang and John Paul Nichols and Kimmy Schofield are three returning members. So the rest of us are first year group members.
Wow, no kidding.
Yeah.
How did that happen?
Well, it was just, I think just circumstances were a little unfortunate. And we actually only have one upperclassman in the group. So it's all sophomores and freshmen for the rest of us. But it was just that a lot of people were graduating or wouldn't be able to be here second semester, so it just didn't work in their schedule.
So they're not doing the first semester, obviously.
Yeah.
Wow. So who ran the auditions?
Well, the way the audition process works is we did have a lot of people who were in the group last year and unable to do it this year. They will come in and help us out with auditions because, you know, it's a really long and kind of difficult process. But other than that, so everyone who was in the group last year, well, almost everyone, was present at the auditions, and we ran it that way.
So how many of you are freshmen right here? One, two, three, four freshmen, so that means...
And then there's one more who's not present. So
okay. And Lauren, you're the upperclassman, I
yep.
guess, as a junior?
Yes.
Yeah. Wow. So, and especially considering that you're a young group, y'all sound really great. And
Thank you.
Well, you're welcome. Thank you for coming in. I really appreciate it. It's fun to sit in the studio and hear you guys this up close, which, of course, is not a natural way to hear a cappella. No. It's not a normal way to hear a cappella. But I notice it's also very different to hear you live than to hear some of these other groups on recording. Do you all have CDs?
We have a few CDs. They're kind of from a while ago. We haven't been able to put out a recording in the past couple of years, which is something we're hopefully going to do this year. So.
Well, that's always a good motivator, mm-hmm. Among other things. And also it can be a great way to really gel your ensemble when you have to work so intensely to come up to a level that you're pleased enough to put out on a recording for people. What was I just going to ask next? I don't know. So let's hear another song. I sort of lost my own train of thought here. This is Live and Local on FM 90.9. The group is No Strings Attached in our studio. What's the next song?
Next song is called Save the Last Dance by Michael Bublé.
And that's Bobby Hart, who is standing right in the middle, so I assume we're going to hear a solo out of you.
A little bit.
A little bit.
One, two, three, four. Now you can dance. Every dance with a guy who gives you the eye, let him hold you tight. And you can smile, every smile for the man who held your hand beneath the pale moonlight. But don't forget who's taking you home and in whose arms you're gonna be. So darling, save the last dance for me. Oh, I know that the music's fine, like sparkling wine. Go and have your fun, laugh and sing. But while we're apart, don't give your heart to anyone. And don't forget who's taking you home and in whose arms you're gonna be. So darling, save the last dance for me. Baby, don't you know I love you so? Can't you feel it when we touch? I will never, never let you go. I love you oh so much. You can dance and go and carry on till the night is gone and it's time to go. If he asks, if you're all alone, can he walk you home? You must tell him no. 'Cause don't forget who's taking you home and in whose arms you're gonna be. Save the last dance.
it's for me. Oh, I know that the music's fine, like sparkling wine. Go and have your fun, laugh and sing. But while we're apart, don't give your heart to anyone. And don't forget who's taking you home, and in whose arms you're gonna be. So darling, save the last dance for me. So don't forget who's taking you home, or in whose arms you're gonna be. So darling, save the last dance for me. Oh, tell me that you'll save the last dance for me. You're gonna promise that you'll save the last dance for me. Save the last dance, the very last dance for me.
Hearing that song actually reminded me of what I wanted to ask you guys before you started to sing it, which is, how many of you actually did vocal jazz in high school?
Yeah.
So about half of those of you who are here, and one of them kind of sort of. So why no strings attached when you did decided to audition for an a cappella group? Two questions, I guess. Did you, most of you, just come straight to this group? Did you audition for a bunch of the groups around? And then why did you end up with this one?
Well, I actually heard about this group on my graduation day. We were getting up to sing a national anthem, and my choir director was like, "Samantha, there's this group at U of I called No Strings Attached, and they perform really cool repertoire. And some of the repertoire that we do, like Michael Bublé and the Real Group Charts, actually was stuff I did in high school. And so I really loved that kind of music, and I really love jazz, and these guys are great." So
did you go straight to their audition group or audition area or whatever it was and say, "I want audition for these guys," and that's it?
Pretty much, yeah.
And you got in. What about Bobby?
I came to the U of I. I mean, being here as a townie, I've known about a lot of the a cappella groups for a long time. But when you go on quad day, I went to go sign up for auditions for the groups that I was going to go, and I see more than I've known or whatever, and I had a lot of people trying to get me to come to different a cappella groups that were there. When it came down to it, though, I auditioned for two guy groups, and then this was the only mixed group that I auditioned for, because if I was going to be in a mixed group, I wanted to be in one that, like, I mean, I've done jazz, I've never done vocal jazz, but I've done jazz for all of my high school career, and it was something that really interested me compared to just a regular a cappella group.
So. You did jazz as a drummer?
Actually, no. I play jazz guitar.
Really? Okay. So, good. John, you look like you had something to say on this topic.
This is actually the first a cappella group that I've ever heard. They came to my high school.
At all?
Yeah. So they came to my high school when I was a junior, and over the winter we usually do a high school tour so that we can get future students hopefully to come out for us. And I didn't do vocal jazz in high school, although I did play in a jazz band on bass guitar. But as a choral music ed major, I thought I'd like the experience of auditioning for this group and singing with them and whatnot, especially just because they seem to be a lot more virtuosic than the other groups in doing the complicated jazz arrangements, like by the Real Group and, those guys. So I auditioned for a lot of the other groups, but when it came down to this one and I got called back, I couldn't resist. So
I would think that if you're going to do a group like this, and I might be wrong, but partly based on what some of the other groups have told me about their audition process, that you have to be able to read music really well.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, in our audition process, we do include sight reading. And I would say our sight reading was it on the difficult side? I don't know, guys. No?
Oh,
not for me.
Intermediate.
Mm-hmm. I think we had a couple different ones, but yeah, we do count sight reading.
They all have, when you go to audition, they all have some sort of sight reading, and usually some kind of tonal memory
music
playback
on the
thing.
Spot?
Yeah, so that you can just, to see how quickly you can pick something up, because they do go through a lot, all the groups here do a lot of different songs, and you're expected with, as like 9 hours may sound like a lot of time, but like when it comes down to doing all those songs, it's not enough to, unless you're really focused. So like they make sure that you got to be able to at least hold your own.
Do you hire yourselves out besides your own shows?
Yeah, we do. We'll perform national anthems. Like, I think this coming Sunday, we're doing one for the women's basketball team and one for the men's basketball team. So we'll do that for different sports. We get hired out by various, you know, local groups. We're going to be performing in the Parade of Lights in Champaign in December. And we'll also, you know, go out if other schools want us to perform for their concerts. In the past, we've gone to open for different a cappella groups at, like, Wash U and ISU and stuff. So that's always kind of fun.
And otherwise, do you take little recruiting tours? Or
yeah, we'll usually take a winter break tour and a spring break tour. Winter break is focused primarily on high schools. And so we'll do, you know, about three high schools a day. And, you know, sing for their choirs, answer any questions they have about a cappella or college or whatever they have. And then we do that for about a week. And it's a lot of fun because not only is it good for us musically and advertising-wise, it's also a great bonding experience for the group.
So does the University of Illinois compensate you for the time you're benefiting them by recruiting for the University of Illinois?
That's a no.
Well, I mean... Don't they actually compensate for a spring tour? Or?
Well, they do help us out. The university is usually fairly generous in helping us out as far as funding our tours, so we don't have to bear that entire financial
great.
Burden.
Good. I mean, that was I meant it sort of as a facetious question, but I'm glad that there's actually a real answer, a concrete answer. Well, I know that you all have, some of you have classes to get to, being students and all. So let's get here in just a moment to our last number. We're talking here on Live and Local on FM 90.9 with members of No Strings Attached, one of the mixed a cappella groups on the University of Illinois campus, and they are the hosts of Friday night's a cappella concert at Gregory Hall Auditorium, which is going to feature seven other unaccompanied groups, including the Cutting Edge Show Choir, which is not really a cappella, is
yeah.
that right? Yeah, they probably have drums and bass and
they do,
that sort
yeah.
of thing. And you guys have drums and bass. You just... produce them from your own bodies.
VP, yeah, right there.
Yeah, our two VP guys are really great. They can do some really, really awesome
What's
stuff.
The term you just used?
VP, which is short for vocal percussion.
Ah, okay.
Is kind of the shorthand for that.
And some of the other groups use, what was the term I hadn't heard before? Beatbox.
Yeah.
Yes.
Beatbox is kind of like a verb.
Is that a hit? Is that a hip-hop term?
Yeah, pretty much. Beatbox is usually... used when it's one guy doing it by himself, whereas vocal percussion is when you're the backup for a group like No Strings Attached or Extended Chords or something. When you're providing the percussion part for the rest of the a cappella group, that's when it's usually referred to as vocal percussion.
Okay, and so now that we've talked about it, will we hear some of that in this last song?
I think this is one of our few... Well, one of our songs that does not have any vocal percussion, unfortunately, but then that does mean that everyone gets to sing in it, which we always like. So.
How about that? So we've already heard some of that, so that just explains some of what was going on. And I appreciate your coming in. I'm glad you were doing the show, and I'm glad I somehow found out about this concert on Friday, because it's a great opportunity to have you all in. We'll have to do it again,
Absolutely.
Maybe with a little more notice when we can. Maybe we'll do a whole a cappella concert right here in our studio.
Awesome.
I think that would be really cool, because it's... I love the sound. So, what are we going to wrap up with?
This last song is It Don't Mean a Thing If It Ain't Got That Swing.
And you've got, this is an element of teamwork here, because
yes.
a couple of your members aren't here.
Yes.
So you have others filling in. We won't say who's doing that. It's just going to be a big secret, because it'll sound perfect.
Possessing something sweet. Ooh. one, two, three, four, one. It don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. Do I, 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 do I. It don't mean a thing. All you gotta do is sing. Do I, 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 do I. It doesn't matter if it's sweet or hot. Just give the rhythm everything you've got. It don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing.
No strings attached. Don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. They are hosting University of Illinois' a cappella program. Actually, it's their own program with seven other groups from around the university Friday night at 7:30 in the auditorium of Gregory Hall on the U of I campus, just off the quad. This is Live and Local on FM 90.9, and we will have one of those groups, Extension Chords, back to sort of finish up the interview we heard at the beginning of the early part of the show. They'll be back on Friday, and we've got a very different show for you tomorrow. It's 59 degrees currently. News headlines coming up in just a few moments. It's going to be sunny this afternoon, the high temperature around 60. Mostly clear tonight, the low 34. Sunny tomorrow, the high 54. Our programs today made possible by Silver Creek in downtown Urbana, serving lunch and dinner every day with a brunch on Sunday. For 20 years, Silver Creek's been bringing to the table freshly baked artisan breads, prime steaks and chops, fresh fish and pasta dishes. This is WYLL-FM and HD Urbana.